As death finds one, so does the judgment. And as judgment finds one, so does all eternity. Jesus' parable of the fish net speaks of the unity of the human race, the distinction between individuals, and the final separation of the whole humankind into two great groups. Here is the parable as recorded in Matthew 13, verses 47 through 50. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angel shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. That idea of eventual and permanent separation to two contrasting destinies is emphasized over and again in the teachings of Jesus. A day of judgment is coming when people will be divided as a fisherman separates the good fish from the bad, as the farmer separates the tares from his wheat, as the shepherd separates his sheep from the goats, as a bridegroom distinguishes between bridesmaids and intruders into the wedding occasion. The separation is certain and solemn so as to merit repeated and strong teachings such as the Lord gave concerning it. There will be a final separation at death. Luke 16 records the teachings of Jesus on that point. He spoke of a certain rich man and a beggar who lived at the same time and in the same town. In fact, the beggar asked to be fed with the scraps which were left on the table after the rich man had dined. Both died, but their destinies were drastically different. The beggar was taken by the angels to the comfort of Abraham's bosom. The rich man died and looked up from the torments of the fires of hell. He called for Abraham to send the beggar, named Lazarus, to give him some relief by placing a drop of water on his tongue. Abraham replied, "Between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from hence." What does that mean? It means there is a distinct separation between the righteous and the wicked when they die. The time of separation is death, not judgment. Jesus taught distinctly that the beggar was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom immediately at death, and that the rich man was in hell immediately at death, before either stood in judgment. It means also there is no change in one's destiny after death has come. The great gulf between the place of the righteous and the wicked is so broad that there can be no transfer from either place to the other. As death finds one, so does the judgment. As the judgment finds one, so does eternity. The separation will continue at the resurrection. The Bible speaks of the resurrection of the just and the unjust. Jesus called it the resurrection of life and the resurrection of damnation. The wicked and the righteous will be raised from the dead, but there will be a great difference in the time of their resurrection. Revelation chapter 20 speaks of the first resurrection, which is the resurrection of those who are saved. It says, "Blessed and holy is he that has a part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. It also reports the rest of the dead, meaning the unsaved persons who were left behind when the righteous were raised, the rest of the dead live not again until 1,000 years were finished. So there will be a period of at least 1,000 years between the final resurrection of the righteous and the final resurrection of the wicked. The person who is waiting to have a second chance at salvation after death is headed for a terrible disappointment. The separation which comes between the saved and the unsaved at death will continue through the resurrection. The Bible makes it quite clear that every person is headed for judgment. Romans 14:12 reads, "So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God." Now the word "every" means the whole group taken one at a time. It speaks of a personal and private accounting by which each person will answer to God. But the Bible also teaches there will be two separate judgments before which men shall stand. The righteous, that is, those who are saved by repentance toward God and faith in Jesus Christ, the righteous will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And this judgment seat refers to the judge's stand at which the winner's prize is handed out in athletic contest. It's a place of reward. No criminal matter is ever judged there. No verdict of condemnation is ever issued there. It is a place of reward. The fact that only rewards are given at the judgment seat of Christ and that only Christians will stand there indicates it is the place where the works of believers are judged and they are rewarded by their Lord. The great white throne judgment, on the other hand, is the place where the unrighteous, those who are not saved by repentance toward God and faith in Jesus Christ, where they will stand. It is described in Revelation chapter 20. It is a place where a sentence of condemnation will be pronounced. The record of its dread judgment is concluded in these words, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." The separation between the saved and the lost, which began at death, will be continued in the resurrection and the judgment. Only the saved will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Only the unsaved will stand before the great white throne judgment. As death finds a person, so shall the resurrection. As the resurrection finds a person, so shall the judgment. The separation will continue to eternal destiny. Those who appear before the judgment seat of Christ will be accepted into heaven because they are saved. Those who appear before the great white throne judgment will be turned into hell because they are lost. Listen for the element of eternal separation to differing destinies expressed in these selected verses from Matthew 25. The bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterwards came also the other virgin, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not." Then again, his Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." But then the same Lord said, "Cast that unprofitable servant into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. These shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." I say the separation is made in time, not in eternity. It is determined by a person's decision to receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior or to reject His salvation. What decision have you made? Father, we read in Holy Scripture that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. So grant that today many who hear these words concerning the separation of the righteous and the wicked will turn from their sins and receive eternal life by personal faith in the Son of God. For Jesus' sake, amen.